And it is back tonight on Channel 10, Bachelor in Paradise. Some of our absolute faves are returning from previous Bachelor, Bachelorette series, and one of those people, she's been quite a controversial figure, but we absolutely adore her and her confidence. Abby joins us now. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the show.
Hey guys, how you going? Thank you.
This was filmed at the back end of last year, which means you've had 6 months to ponder how it's all edited together and what you're going to look like this time.
I think it's more like 8 months now. It's been a long time. There's been a lot of isolation thoughts going on as well. So the whole pandemic didn't really help with the overthinking, but we're here.
So were you nervous about how you'd be portrayed after, like, obviously last time, you know, it seemed like the nation was rooting against you, which is a bit unfair, but, like, now that you're in a Bachelor in Paradise, are you feeling a bit more confident?
You know, I just think, you know, nothing could be worse than what happened last time in regards to me getting dumped on a rock and then trolling and then, yeah, so I've just kind of tried to think of it as I hit rock bottom already last year. Yeah.
Surely I can't look any worse than I've already been. Is that what you're saying?
100%. No, there was no beach humping intentionally this time.
It did cross your mind, though, when Kieran entered, let's be honest.
Oh, I was tempted. There's so much beach to hump on.
I have to give you kudos, and I think I said to you the last time you were on the show off the back of The Bachelor that the way you stood up for yourself and the way that you just backed yourself in and stood your ground and represented who you are was kudos to you, because, you know, it does take a lot, especially to face up to people who just constantly hound on social media, because, you know, that's what they do. They hide behind a keyboard. So maybe you're even better prepared second time round going back onto a reality TV show.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to it. Unfortunately, it's like I have a thicker skin. I still kind of get 2 or 3 messages a day, and it's a year later. But to be fair, I do provoke them. I do say controversial stuff. So I mean, it isn't like I'm just. It isn't about the show anymore. It's more about, you know, I know me talking about antidepressants or something that's apparently crazy. So yeah.
Yeah, righto. Now, just watching the previews to this, obviously it already looks like the tempers are flaring. Is it one of those energy like houses where the energy just changes instantly when you're all sitting around a table?
Yeah, I mean, things happen very quickly on The Bachelor, and definitely in Bachelor in Paradise, I think, because we're together for so much of the day. We'll be 24 hours basically if we want to be. So it's more like a pressure cooker, I guess.
You were hoping Kieran was set to join you, and obviously, having been on these shows, paths do cross. Did you have any inkling of who would be there, or were there people who walked through the door that shook you?
Well, I didn't have any idea about anyone because I kind of wanted to keep it a secret myself anyway. Wow. I wanted to be surprised. I love a surprise. So I had no idea until they walked through past Osha, past her saying Bula for the first time, I guess.
So who are we going to hate and who are we going to love on this show?
Probably me and me.
Okay. Ooh, bit of a split personality. I don't know how to think about you.
I'm a Gemini, doll. I mean, I am a Gemini. That's what happened last.
Finally, has anyone let your manager know that you actually are on the series? Because that's been trending today, that your manager has been telling everyone, no, she's not on the show, even though we've seen you kissing Kieran and people have seen you getting off the flight. And Tim's like, no, I was there, unless I was dreaming the entire thing.
Yeah, no, I didn't have a manager when I was filming. So my manager called me laughing, saying this thing was, and I was like, well, I was there, wasn't I? He's like, the room you didn't go. And I was like, well, you wouldn't know. I hadn't met you then. My manager changed.
You gotta love how, I'm going to say the media, and it's a very broad brushstroke because I know we're the media, but I just love how they take something and then turn it into a story.
100%. Yeah. But what is that story that I lied to my manager about? He would find out eventually.
Don't say that. That's a follow-up. That's a follow-up story. You're giving them the follow-up story. Don't say that.
Well, sorry. To be fair, there's not a lot going on at the moment besides Corona. So, like, when we get something like this, we're going to run with it. Hey, thank you so much for your time, Abby. Look, hopefully the nation loves you more than they hate you this time. And we look forward to watching you on TV.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
And it is back tonight on Channel 10, Bachelor in Paradise. We cannot wait to get around Abby and hopefully she finds love with Kieran.